Attention all Middlesex County residents. Due to the overwhelming damage from the storm, on Saturday, April 16th, there will be a curfew in effect from 8 p.m.
On Sunday afternoon, about 75 cars waited in line to go through the first of several police blockades along Route 33 in Deltaville. Drivers were anxious to get through, some to help out family, others to check on vacation homes and boats.
It hit about 7:30 last night, and damage is somewhat widespread. It had to be more than one tornado. We probably got approximately 25 homes destroyed and one church, and that's not a confirmed number, but that's a good estimate for right now, and probably about 40 houses damaged.
At the volunteer firehouse, a group takes a break. Fire Chief Jimmy Walden said throughout the night some 200 volunteers twice made house-to-house searches.
Then this morning at 6 o'clock, the state police was in here with cadaver dogs and rescue dogs to check all of the houses that were just totally destroyed. And we didn't find a thing, thank God.
Assistant Chief John Robin said some boats were damaged by the storm.
I've seen 4 to 6 boats overturned in the creek, in Sturgeon Creek. They were on boat lifts, tied down to boat lifts, and they've been just pulled off the boat lifts and thrown upside down out in the creek. And then some small boats, of course, along the edges. Yep.
Stories abound of people ducking for cover in homes so close to the water table that they cannot accommodate a basement. Others, like Chuck Morris and his family, were not home. Chuck, what happened?
As far as I know, a tornado came through here. I was not at home at the time. Both my children were gone, and we came back to find this.
And your house has actually been lifted up and moved.
Been lifted up and moved about 20 feet off the foundation. My garage is completely gone. My mama's house is tore up, and my boat's upside down in the creek.
Wow. And where are you going to live?
I don't know yet. I'm staying with my girlfriend right now for a couple weeks until I can figure out what I'm going to do.
Eric Benner is operations manager for Peerless Restoration Services in Newport News. He and his crew sell restoration services to storm-damaged homes. He said this tornado caused damage similar to the one that hit Suffolk County a few years ago.
Suffolk, where it hit more of a neighborhood directly on, this is a little bit more spread out. You know, all the way from Williamsburg up through Gloucester, through Matthews County, up into Deltaville. So this tornado, if it is the same tornado, came through with a vengeance.
Wow. And so have you been to all those places and up to here?
I've followed the track from pretty much where the parkway is on the York River over to Page Middle School, which is up off of Route 17 in Gloucester County. And then further up Route 14 over to the Wareneck area, where we have some crews standing by and doing some work out there, and then all the way up here in Deltaville.
So who got the worst damage?
It's pretty consistent all the way across the board.
This is Pamela D'Angelo for WCVE News in Deltaville.